In South Carolina, a man went missing and his rental car was found set on fire. 3 days later, his body was found in a field. I'm Darian, and I'm coming back with more on Real Crime Cases.
Do you love your iPad but hate typing on it? Have you always wanted to use your iPad for everything? Steve from Touchfire here. We invented the most innovative iPad accessory. It's a case, a keyboard, a sound booster, and a magnetic mount combined together in a thin, sleek, yet highly protective package. Time Magazine calls it ingenious. Touchfire is normally $69.99, but today we're offering a 10% radio discount. Go to touchfire.com on the web and use coupon code RADIO3. Get your Touchfire now.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Bob Gilliam loved to play cards nearly every Friday night with his friends. He also enjoyed watching boxing and car races on TV and loved to travel. He owned his own landscaping business and loved to build things. Gilliam was a private man, quiet and very neat. He was the kind of man that would give you the shirt off his back if you needed it. On October 21st, 2003, the rental car Bobby had been driving since his car had been in an accident a month earlier was discovered by a hunter in a field in Greenville County. According to the police reports, the car had been burned and left in a power line easement. Then on Friday, October 24th, 2003, Bobby's body was found in the same area. Bobby had been murdered. If you have any information that can help solve this puzzling mystery, please contact the Greenville, South Carolina Police Department, or you can contact me at my website, RealCrimeCases.com.